Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, today's side question brought to you by Henry. Thanks to him, Conchi Bakery closing after, I think it was 51 years or so. This landmark, this place in Philly. Last time we did it, it was this iconic sign on Broad Street. They were taking down, and people were there witnessing the sign coming down. That's what this area is like. Right on brand. This is like a Joe of Exton brand. Johnny Z of Mulligan's tweets out, "Yes, Schmidt's Brewery." There you go. That's why it's called Brewery Town. I think there were a bunch of breweries over there. Yeah. Huh. All in that Girard Avenue area. All right. President Trump at the Harris Faulkner thing. Now, some people are critical. I think he called himself the father of IVF, which is an interesting...
I think it's being taken.
Yeah, juxtaposition. But I don't have any problem with it. I mean,
there might be a headline. Is he saying that he's the father of IVF children? Is that what he's saying?
No. I don't think he says...
Was Barron done IVF?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's what he's trying to say here. Hey, he's essentially saying, look, I relate. I went through this myself.
I thought he was just saying he's the father of it and that he was so much in favor. All right, let's listen to it. We'll parse it. Here's what Trump said.
So first
said.
His abortion, and then he gets an IVF.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Hello, Mr. President.
Hi.
My name is Pamela. I am from Cumming, Georgia, right here, and originally from Danville, California. So facing the question of abortion, women are entitled to do what they want to and need to do with their bodies, including their unborn. That's on them, regardless of the circumstance. Some are necessary to save their own lives. Why is the government involved in women's basic rights?
Right. Good. I think it's great, and I'm glad you asked it. For 52 years, this issue has torn our country apart.
All right. So Trump went past what you was asking there. I think they put somebody in that was trying to goad him a bit on the abortion. Let's go to the IVF, Dan. I want to hear about this father thing.
And some of them are not, but it's going to be redone. It's going to be redone. You end up with a vote of the people.
Sorry, he's still talking about abortion.
And some
of them
might agree. They're too tough. And those are going to be redone because already there's a movement in those states. I know exactly what you're talking about to redo it. It's back in the states where they can have the vote of the people. It's exactly where they want to be. Remember this. This issue has torn this country apart for 52 years. So we got it back in the states. We have a vote of the people. and it's working its way through the system. And ultimately, it's going to be the right thing. And IVF, you had mentioned before,
right,
IVF.
Let's get this question, yeah, because I believe that's what this is about.
Oh, I want to talk about IVF. I'm the father.
You don't hear that every day.
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
Yeah. Hi, President Trump. Hi. Welcome back to Georgia.
You want the question too, or just there?
No, it's okay. I'm back to Georgia. The father of IVF. He's not saying he did it, Danny. I think he's saying he's trying to take credit around IVF, and let's have more IVF, and we want more babies, and Elon Musk says it too. That type of thing. But, you know, the pro-life people that we're talking about here, are they really going to sit on their hands in this election and say, no, Trump has sold us out? I don't think that's going to happen. I'm more concerned with these alleged Christian groups saying they can't come out and vote. My God. And some Catholic voters that are reluctant voters. I just don't get it. You have to vote. You want to write someone in, you have to do it. I would say it's sinful not to vote. Yeah, I think it's a sin not to vote. How in the world can you defend that? I'm not going to get into the milk bottle and say it's a mortal sin, but it's some kind of sin if you don't vote. Well, I don't like either one of them. Okay, then you have the write-in option. Put Dan Borowski in there. Put Henry in there. Let's see how this is.
Someone who actually wants to be president.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
no.
Yes.
Should be the opposite. Someone who shouldn't want to be president.
Henry's on to something there. That's exactly right. It shows why I shouldn't be, because I want to be. Right. Anybody that wants to be, you got to think, oh, man, we know what that's going to be about. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side, Schwett. Now, this black nationalist, Substack, Francesca Block reporting, this is Free Press. They're a group that is very pro-Israel. Big time, Barry Weiss is the person. And I would say on a lot of issues, she's conservative, on some liberal. She talks about this guy named Sharif L. Mekki, who envisions a world where all black students are taught by same race teachers. This guy's gotten upwards of $20 million, a lot of it from taxpayers here. He's an advisor to the Pennsylvania Department of Education and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He supports school segregation, is a member of the Black Panther Party with family ties to Iran. Runs a nonprofit that's raked in nearly $20 million in donations from the government and nonprofits. He founded the Center for Black Educator Development, which defines his visions as a world where all black students are taught by high-quality same-race teachers. You know, nothing infuriates me more as a former teacher than to hear this nonsense, this type of nonsense. It's one thing to say we don't have enough teachers of color, people of color, black men that are teachers. Okay. You know, it's good to have a whole array of people that go into teaching. And at the elementary level, there are not that many men that are in the elementary schools. Okay. But to say we need, for learning's sake, to have black men or women with black students. Does that mean we need to have whites with white and Latino? This guy is here in Pennsylvania with Josh Shapiro in the Department of Education. He goes on to say he published an information packet titled The Anti-Racist Guide to Teacher Retention. And it defines education as a political act that can upend white supremacy and a racist history of using education as an oppressive social force. Every lesson plan is a political document. Every classroom interaction is a political statement. Just think of this guy. And he's getting this type of money, and he's in cahoots with the Shapiro. I wonder if the Inquirer is going to ask Josh Shapiro about this. He has gotten, I see here in her reporting, about $526 million, of course, from the $526,000 from the Philadelphia School District. Now, Louis Farrakhan has written in the Final Call multiple times praising this guy. If you're getting Louis Farrakhan praising you in the field of education, isn't that a tell, Josh Shapiro? Isn't that something you might want to take a look at? So we'll see if she'll come on. Dan thinks she was just busy before. Good.
Yeah, because, send her another email.
Yeah, she is a top flight. I mean, her stuff that she's been, there were several major issues she was involved in, second to none. Well, we got this guy right here, NBC Universal, Gates Foundation, of course, Nike, the Bezos Family Foundation, all have contributed about $20 million by the government and nonprofits. He gave a TED Talk in January 2023 where he advocated for a connection between activism and teaching black students superbly. Neither El Meiki or Governor Shapiro's office responded to requests from the Free Press. Hey, Josh, it's not conservative talk radio that you like. This is the Free Press. This is a kind of a nonpartisan outfit. How about giving them a comment? What do you have to say that this guy is hooked in here in Pennsylvania? And again, under the guise, she says, of saying we need more teachers of color, more men in schools, say in inner city Philadelphia and the like. This guy, anti-racism essentially means to him segregation, all the worst stuff imaginable. How in the world, and I apologize, I didn't know about this. I didn't see it until she wrote this today. So we'll see. Will this go down the memory hole too with the Inquirer and the others? Are they going to ask about it? Are they going to be able to defend all that money going to this taxpayer money again? And yes, it is racism. It is outright racism. It's the worst. To say, well, you know, we need somebody of color to teach students of color. We're back to this nonsense again and getting paid for it. And the Louis Farrakhan part of this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, Kamala Harris was asked on the Charlemagne the God radio show about the issue of reparations. I'm not sure which cut. It may have been blended into something. And she talked about having to study it. So on this, and there wasn't a follow-up, really. Now, in 2019, she was for reparations. Could have been asked, well, why are you only studying it now? The only issue she's rock solid on is the transgender issue. Rock solid on that. Brett Baer's got to ask that tonight. Got to ask a follow-up on that. And Brett, just remember, you're a pro, but less is more. You got 25 minutes. I would say no more than five topics in there, maybe four, maybe three. If it gets going on it, ditch the other things. Don't ask about the Middle East. Who cares? Don't ask about Ukraine. Everybody else in the world. Drill down on the things that are important that we're seeing right here that she hasn't been asked follow-up questions on, even if it takes you two or three follow-up questions. Let America hear what she has to say about it. All right, here's a little bit of that commentary on reparations.
So my agenda, well, first of all, on the point of reparations, it has to be studied. There's no question about that. And I've been very clear about that position. In terms of my immediate plan, I will tell you a few of the following. One, as it relates to the economy, which is a lot of what you have addressed. Look, I grew up in the middle class. My mother worked hard, raised me and my sister, and by the time I was in high school, she was able to afford our first home. I know what it means for an individual and a family to have home ownership. I also know, in the context of history, nobody got 40 acres and a mule.
All right, so her real position before this was that she was in favor of reparations. He wasn't asked to follow up. How has that changed where you only want to study it now? I don't know that Brett Baer will get into that tonight. I'm going to be watching this, though. Brett Baer's got a real chance here, not to beat her up, not to do anything like that, but by careful questioning and follow up, and particularly get her off the talking points of the middle class. You know, just say going in, I realize you came from the middle class. I hate to interrupt you on that, but here's what the question is. There's a way of doing it. Now, O'Reilly's going to be on tomorrow. He talked about that Brett Baer's got a lot on the line here, because if he doesn't do that, then he's just going to be like all the others. And at Fox News Channel, it's going to be interesting how he's perceived. So I'm not exactly sure why listeners are negative on Brett Baer, but I think there's some negativity there. Some of it may go back to calling the election in 2020 when that happened. There have been a couple of other incidents. I thought he had a good interview with Trump. He went back and forth with Trump on it. I didn't think that one was out of bounds at all. If he does the same thing with Harris, then I'll say the same thing. That's what I want to see tonight. All right. 855-839-1210. Anybody work in fast food? Henry, you never worked in fast food, did you?
I worked at a Panera.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, really? That's not fast food. See, that's good food. I don't count that.
Frontier
you count
chicken that sandwich. Oh, so good.
Yeah, I love Panera. You count that as fast food, though.
I mean, that's the closest I'm going to get to it.
Yeah, what did you have to do?
I did a lot of the busing, washing dishes.
Okay.
Not really much with the food.
How about working the fryer?
No, never had to do that.
No fryer.
I don't think they had a fryer.
Now, Eric Trump said, I hope my father does a full shift working the fryer at this McDonald's on Sunday. I set the over and under that Trump will be in there 38 minutes. Dan, what do you say to that?
I think that's a good over-under, actually.
Yeah.
I was going to say like 40 minutes.
Yeah. 40 minutes, something like that. Yeah, just enough time. People will enjoy it.
Just enough time to develop some, you know, fry cook pimples on his
face. Oh, my God. The stuff that he'll be doing, saying, and people are going to be lining up. They'll probably give them to him for free, any fries that he makes, because I'm sure people want them as a souvenir or something. I will tell you as soon as we know where he's going to be, but this is a pretty good troll. And it will be interesting to see the media response. You know, they'll mock it. Is Harris then going to go to a McDonald's and show off her skills in cooking fries or something else? Right, that's what we're devolving to here. That's where we're going here in the final days. Let's take one more. Let's go to John in the Northeast. And this has a lot of sentimental value. All right, John, what's that landmark, that place that's missing?
Hey, Dom. First of all, I want to tell you, when I was younger, I was in my mid-50s, I used to go into that Horn and Hart. It's a Cotton and Large.
Ah! But, tell Dan about it. It was romantic. You take a date there. Let's go to the
let's be honest. You went out of there on necessity, not desire.
But as I drove up and down the boulevard, you used to get the sweet smell of Nabisco Factory.
Yes.
Which closed down in 2015.
Wasn't the small street there named Nabisco too, right across the street that went into it?
Well, now it's called Nabisco.
But it was
Nabisco Way now.
Yeah, that's right. It was a smell that I would say went for a block either way, at least, right?
Oh yeah, I live up there now, and I live probably a quarter mile, and I used to walk outside my door and just smell it.
Absolutely,
and it's a shame when they closed it down in 2015.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the Nabisco smell, Dan. I know you're going to mock that, too. But it's true. It was. It was the sweetest smell.
One of the best things when I was in Port Richmond is there was a bagel place around the corner, and you'd walk out every morning and just smelled like bagels and delicious breakfast foods.
That's one of the biggest things at the shore. It's the smell, that first smell when you start to hit close to Wildwood and all. It's, smell plays a
and
large
on the boardwalk,
part.
You have all the scents of the fried foods. And
oh, man. Is this guy Joe Westchester calling about Eddie Savage?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was going to say.
I thought it was Jessica Savage, but no, apparently it's a store.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was Eddie over there. Oh, my God. 855-839-1210. All right. More of your calls coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Dana's show, welcome in. So, side question today, hit us with something that's a landmark you miss, a store, a place, that kind of thing. It's amazing. And I'm looking for somebody who worked the Big Fryer. With Trump doing that, Eric Trump, when we just talked with him, said, oh, I hope he works the whole shift. I don't see Trump there 8 hours doing the fryer, but where is he going to land? You know, as soon as we know, we got to consider that. This is quite a troll. And there will be a lot around it. Kamala Harris, several columns today. One, we've had this guy on. He's the head of the building trades, Ryan Boyer. He's in Politico, and Politico's headline is Harris operation in all-important Pennsylvania is plagued by internal party complaints. And Boyer says the person in charge, this Nikki Liu, just doesn't understand Philadelphia. They talk about the difficulty there. Could it be that that might be the case? But also, this is a candidate that does not excite people even a little bit. And I think you're going to see in Philadelphia a result that is well under 500,000 vote win for Kamala Harris. That's the line Bob Brady told me. I mean, there's a lot of infighting, a lot of difficulty on this. And why is there no connection to her? Well, in the neighborhoods that are insulated from what Bidenomics, you know, the Chestnut Hills, the Rittenhouse Squares, parts of Mount Airy and all that. Oh, they're gaga over this because they feel insulated pretty much, not completely, but pretty much from the damage that's been done. So they can't wait to celebrate all this stuff. But the average in Philadelphia, and the poorer it gets, the more Trump-related it is. The place I'm worried about is Montgomery County, you know, because that's really insulated a lot of these people from the damage. And they have the same values as Philadelphia, at least large numbers of them. And that guy running the voting there is definitely suspect. So, we'll see. There'll be more developments on voter integrity, more stuff coming up. But right now, let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom, Dan, Henry. I keep hearing about how Kamala's doing all of these press junkets. And I see on Twitter they're saying Trump's a coward because he's not doing 60 minutes because every president's done 60 minutes. And I look at it from the standpoint that every time Kamala goes, she's going to someplace friendly. And it's like, Kamala, you're so great. Why does Donald Trump suck? And every place that Donald Trump goes, They usually ask him, you know, you're a Nazi, you're a racist, you're a rapist. Here's a gun. Why don't you blow your brains out right here on stage and give us some ratings? I mean, why would he go and do any sort of press junket where it's going to, you know, it's going to be antagonistic, and you know everything that Kamala does is going to be fawning and friendly. I mean, it's so bad. I even wrote a song about it, if you remember.
Yeah. Well, one thing though, too, she's so unskilled at this that on The View, the all-time homers, she gives it up. Just asked, "How are you different from Biden?" And that question's got to be asked by Brett Baer again tonight in a variety of different ways. She's not going to say she's different. She can't. And as a result, we're going to say, well, then where's the change? What are you doing differently?
Well, like you said, she gets the same question and she answers separately every single time. Every answer is completely different. Or she gives the evasive non-answer. I mean, Trump does the same thing. He avoids answering questions. It's just the fact that at least he has some originality to him. Kamala is always, I was middle class and my neighbors had nice lawns. Every single question, that's pretty much, her default. If she doesn't have an answer, that's what she jumps to.
It's on Brett Baer. Now, when it's a sitting president, Earl, it's a little harder. It is the president, but she's not the sitting president. She's a vice president, to interrupt and say, I get that point. Now let's move on from that specifically to the question. And to do that, if you have to repeatedly in kind of a gentle way, if he doesn't do that, you're right. She's going to run out the clock. What's your place, Earl?
My place is it just shut down last year. And it's a place where race fans, hot rodders, ATCO, Motor Speedway, Nitro Powered iCars.
Very good. Yeah, the ATCO Speedway, don't ask me how, for years, that place was huge. I mean, it was iconic.
Drag races?
Yeah.
I had a neighbor that used to drag race over at ATCO.
Now, I would say, by extension, since Philadelphia goes to the Jersey Shore so much, you could throw one in there, too, since everybody went there. Seeing the fun house or the amusement pier close in Ocean City, hundreds if not thousands of people came out to see that go under the other day. So feel free to throw those in, too. All right, 855-839-1210. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with one of the people who had to move and has gone public with this out of these apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. Now, again, Trump helps the media by overstating it, but there is no doubt that people were attacked, extorted. There were drug gangs and still may be. In a variety of places. Well, the Republican mayor says they're not. I think he's just covering up. Who wants to say, we let them come in and take over. There's nothing we can do about it. And imagine if you're president and you hear Venezuelan drug gangs are taking over apartment complexes in Philadelphia or Colorado. You drop everything. Yeah, but Don, president, but you drop everything. You go there, ICE, backed up by the military. You take out every single one by any method that you need. In other words, you make a statement. You rally the country. You say, we are not going to allow a single instance of this. The Biden administration doesn't care about it at best. Who knows what they welcome and what they don't? And their excuses are, well, you're exaggerating all this. This stuff is not happening. How many people have to suffer under this? How many have to be killed or just can't stay in their own apartment before America says, you know what, there's a lot of issues, but that's it. We just can't have Venezuelan drug gangs doing this blatantly. No, we're not going to stand for it. So if you want to continue to say that's not happening, it's only a handful. Just think of the people that do. Just think of the mindset of Martha Raddatz sitting there in Alexandria, Virginia, $2 million house, that she's hell-bent to jump into the ring and to be torn apart by J.D. Vance. Or how about the CBS3 guy? I'm going to play that again one more time coming up. J.D. was in Lafayette Hill last night, and he mentioned, we don't want people who are not citizens, who are here illegally, or green card, whatever the heck it is, we don't want them voting. I just want to play you a little snippet of that and take more of your calls. That's coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, this year at FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers are not just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like. You get to see the odds beforehand. And you call them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, and bet on squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, and we went back to that. We isolated. The reporter there said three different things to Vance when he just dared to raise the question of this. It's illegal. No evidence of that. It's illegal. Well, it doesn't matter that it's illegal. And then the third, that's not happening. How does he know it's not happening? How do we know it's not? They're trying to say this. You're not allowed to bring this up. If there's a fear due to PennDOT, apparently at various points in the past, people maybe thought they could vote. Maybe they're here in a green card or some kind of status. They can't vote. And yet it was unclear if they could or could not. We're going after every vote. We're protecting every vote. We're not going to be pushed around by people that say, well, that's only a handful. No, no, no. This is going to be very tight. I see, as good as the signs are for Trump, Pennsylvania is going to be a slog. It's going to take 2 or 3 days before we have the final result. I would bet anything on that. All right. By the way, there is, it's not the barometer of all barometers, but there is something when people start to see in their neighborhood a lot of Trump signs, Trump fan signs. And our own Anne-Marie, Dan, her best bet, Anne-Marie Muldoon, the voice of Mayfair, said the Trump 47 office had some, right, in that office in Northeast Philadelphia. I have another one now, too.
Yeah.
Jim Worthington strikes again.
Oh.
Buddy of the show, Marianne Davies, over the years been tremendous. Way back to the Joey Vento testimony, she testified about Please Speak English, the cheesesteak testimony case. Wish you had been there for that. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. Paint Bucks County red with blue Trump Vance yard signs. Let's blitz Bucks County. Organized by Jim Worthington. Saturday, this Saturday, 8:30 a.m., you meet at the escape entrance at the Newtown Athletic Club. Please come in groups of two or more to drive together. Small trucks, SUVs recommended. And we will be, you'll be given signs and assigned to specific areas to cover by putting signs on intersections. They don't want you to come, though, if you are already a door knocker. Boy, this is highly, highly organized. So I know people like to get the yard signs. They like to put them out there. There's a place you can find them also with Jim Worthington and the Knack.
Oh, Escape's just how, that's yeah. The name of the resort that they have on site.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The Escape entrance. Jim's working people out too hard. Oh, man.
Whole resort with a restaurant, three family pools, 235-foot water slides, a lazy river.
I broadcast from there, and I could not believe that's when I was on 9 to noon. We got there around 7:30. Hundreds and hundreds of people who already worked out for the day. Maniacs, yeah.
Look at the pictures here.
And it's huge. Right by a pool we broadcast. So, again, if you want the yard signs, let me know where you've seen that you can get them. We're checking on them. I hope Montgomery County gets more. There is something about seeing areas go, wow, this is amazing to me. I didn't think there'd be this much of it. Now, I haven't been in areas, even in Philadelphia, where I see a lot of Harris Wall signs. I see some. But the Trump sign, people really like that and all kinds of varieties of it, et cetera. They had another Trump boat thing in Florida the other day with Eric Trump. Hundreds and hundreds of boats in a parade. This is unparalleled. You didn't see this with Clinton, Bush, Obama, anybody like that. Quite this sort of outward show of support. Let's go to Frank in South Philly. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, Dan and Henry, how you doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, Don, first of all, I'd like to give the President Trump a safety tip when he goes to fries and French fries, because what happens is if them French fries are wet, the oil will boil up, and it's a safety tip. So it doesn't get burned with that oil.
Well, but you know, he's got
the official French fry campaign advisor, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And he's got the orange toner on, Frank, and I think that could repel
Greece, probably. At least when I'm up close, it looks like it.
Hey, Dan, I go by Frank G. Criniti, Foodmaster of South Philadelphia, because I do numerous things with. We have 50 years of in business, in the food business.
Yep, we know, Frank. And, you got an event coming up, Frank. What's your event?
Yes, November 10th is for the all veterans and all branches are invited to come here November 10th from 9 to 12 at 18th and Bigler. The exact address is 2900 South 18th Street. And we're going to do with the VFW that I belong to. I'm a member of VFW and also the American Legion. We do a 21-gun salute, and all is welcome. And that includes the staff from Radio 1210 there. I was waiting for you, Dom, at the Christopher Columbus Parade to give you a little taste with the homemade wine that I make. But,
okay. All right, we'll see if we can do November 10th. Thank you, Frank. All right, Dan Time with Dom has its first guest. This is a big moment here. Soon Henry will be booking guests for the Henry segment. I forget what that was called. But our own Dave Scalish, boy, I hope engineering doesn't go down during this. That would be bad.
I know. He comes in the studio and immediately is faced with an engineering issue.
Yeah, I know. I know. But he's with us next because one of the all-time, it's a definitely top five Philadelphia places we miss, the Bazaar of All Nations. He'll describe what that was like in Clifton Heights. Maybe you've never heard of it. I wish it were there. I wonder if Lou Zamuda, the king of vertical blinds, is still around. Now, that's a great photo. You had to see that, Dan.
Is it a commercial?
Yes, the king of vertical blinds. It. He had his own fan club at 96 at WWDB. All right, that's next. Stand time here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about Roy at Batteries Plus Bulbs. Now, Roy is the originator, my buddy there, that has two big Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel, Route 73, Tilton Road in Northfield. He founded the original flagship here. So these, you know, this is not a work in progress. He knows exactly what he's doing. Any battery need, I don't care how small, how big, any tech need, they're going to have it at Batteries Plus Bulbs. But in addition to that, as he always says, they power it, they light it, and they fix it. They can fix things and help you to understand tech a little bit better, be it a business or just an individual. I've told you the stories of people. So glad to meet someone where customer service is king. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you'd like a part-time job there, he's looking because of the demand, because so many people that we've sent there. Now, this is a handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal, a great low-pressure part-time job. Be part of the team. Give Roy a call, 856-638-0778. And whatever that tech issue is, your phone, anything, give a call right now, 856-638-0778, Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel, and Northfield.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Stand Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom. And Dom, my favorite thing about radio shows is when you get a kind of glimpse behind the scenes. And we got a guy here sitting in studio right now, Dave Scalish. So let's do some Dave Time with Dom. A guy that, when you think of the radio guys that are hanging upside down on top of the transmitters and the giant towers with the harnesses, that's the guy that we got here sitting with you. And this guy, this guy Dave Scalish, he was someone that frequented a great place that we've been talking about all day, a landmark that's missed, the Bazaar of All Nations. And Dave, sell me on this as somebody who's never been to the Bazaar before. What was so special about that to the locals?
I have memories that go back to when I was a young child. I mean, I remember we went there on a Saturday night to get something. And who shows up in the parking lot but Al Alberts and Stella, his wife.
I think
they came in a white Cadillac maybe.
Right.
And it was beautiful. The humanity that came together, and they were carrying bags the Bazaar bags would say the savings are in the bag. Remember, you know? And then you walk in the Bazaar and the smell of the sticky buns hits you in the face.
Right.
And you know, and when you once that you don't want to leave. And then you go in further down these long hallways, and they had a great hobby shop there. I mean, everything in the hobby shop. They had a hardware store way down the other end, near one of the three pizza places they had. And my mother had this one-piece American Standard seafoam green toilet from the 50s that had a flower pot flush valve in it. They were the only ones that had the replacement gaskets for the flush valve.
Oh, my God.
So it sounds like you're describing almost like a shopping mall before shopping malls.
I think they did consider it like one of the original malls. And
it was that, but it's kitschy. It's yes. Yeah, it's like these places like the Berlin Farmers Market or something, yep, indoors with characters all over the place selling stuff.
Yeah.
Like a market you would see in the Middle East or something. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It was pure Delco. Right. It had it all. I mean, you could get your hair cut there. You can go to the art store and get your stuff for your project for
the
next day.
The kid said, like, I'm going to the bazaar this weekend to get my hair cut.
You could buy the balsa wood for the airplane you're going to build that you're going to crash the next day or whatever, and the airplane glue that you're going to sniff. And what else? They had a Modell Sporting Goods there. They had Jerry's Records. You can buy. They had.
So it's all new products. We're not talking like a glorified antique store.
No, it was all new. Yeah.
What is it that closed it, Dave?
Well, time marched on, and I think the early 90s. I think when it had closed. I think the property just got to be too valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have
Golden Mile, right?
Yeah. Right before it, I guess they consider the Golden Mile. But you know, think about it. Now we have a Home Depot there, we have an Acme, a few other big stores there. It just got financially speaking, I think the real estate got to be too valuable to support that business.
Other than a bazaar, what's the place, the iconic place that you miss? Tell Dan about Horn and Hardart's.
Oh, Horn and Hardart's, Melrose Diner, of course, it's not Delco, but I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss supermarkets. I miss the Penn Fruit. Now, that's way before your time.
Yeah.
Now, next to the bazaar, there was a Penn Fruit. They had this huge concrete sign. It was like, they call it the Statue of Liberty of Delco. It was huge. And it said Penn Fruit Co. on it, CO for company. And then it became a Burlington Coat Factory store for, I don't know, another 30 or 40 years. Penn Fruit was another thing I miss from that area. In fact, it's still there next to where the bazaar was, is Putt-Putt Golf. We go play golf there.
There's still a Putt-Putt?
There's still a Putt-Putt there.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Delco is just, it's just a great place. I can't say any better than that.
While we got Dave, I want to go back into the history of Philadelphia, too, because I don't know. This might have been before your time, but talking for our Money Melody coming up, we're going to center it around Live Aid and the concert down there at JFK Stadium. Don't know. Were you there for that concert?
I wasn't at Live Aid, but I remember attending an Army-Navy game with one of my buddies of mine from high school. He drove a Ford Fairlane 68 Ford Fairlane that had a great heater in it. The reason why was because it was so cold that day. We left at halftime. my legs were numb from the knees down. And we got in that, Ronnie, my buddy, fired up that heater. Like in like 2 minutes, we're toasty.
Yeah, Memorial Stadium, bad.
Yeah.
That's my memory of it.
And another thing behind us right now, you hear, when we do a question like this, Dave, a lot of times when we talk about a Philadelphian you want back, it's Larry Ferrari. And I don't know if you have any memories of him.
Now, Larry, that thing, he had been on for decades. I used to get up early on a Sunday morning. I'd get on I had a little Honda 350 motor. I'd ride down to Tinicum, sit by the river and just, you know, ponder the life and the world and so on. So
just listening to organ music?
And then, wait, hold on a second. The store gets better. Then I'd get back on the bike. I'd ride home, put the toast in the toaster, turn on Larry Ferrari. And in the bottom, they had the crawl, all the anniversaries, the birthdays.
That's right.
Remember
ahead
that?
Of his time.
You know, and he's there playing away, and he does his ad for, what was the ad? Roadside America was one of his, was one of his sponsors. I missed that.
Absolutely.
Shafe over on youtube.com/@12thandwphd, a guy that frequented the bazaar himself. Just curious, Dave, where you went to high school?
Oh, Interboro, class of 79. We just had our reunion. I couldn't make it, but I saw pictures. We had a beautiful class. Everybody's just so, they're just beautiful people.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dave.
The first guest on Day and Time with Dom. Now, Henry's working up a segment here. I don't know. We're breaking down barriers here. Thank you,
we'll
Dave.
We'll be listening.
Thank you. The Bazaar of All Nations, Dan's got to be in the top five.
You know, I also make fun of Dave. I make fun of a lot of people with the Larry Ferrari love, because it's like, yes, how do you sit there watching a guy play the organ? I've turned on some old Larry Ferrari. I said, amazing. People used to sit here, watch this for hours. An hour later, we're still sitting there watching Larry Ferrari. I get it.
And Al Albert's following. Yes. Yeah. All right. So coming up, we'll go to Aurora, Colorado. Things not quite as good there. Henry's gotten a woman who had to move out of her apartment complex. You guessed it, because of Venezuelan drug gangs. She'll get to tell her story unfiltered versus a bunch of people in the media saying, well, it only sounds like a handful of people wanting to kill you or extort you, rape you, and deal drugs and take over, literally, apartment complexes. And we'll have Dom's Money Melody at 855-839-1210. That's all next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.